jump. Good morning. This is Kitty Glomsky, along with my co-host,
Brooke Mainville,
from Region 9 Area Agency on Aging, on another episode of Let's Talk About Aging. Good morning. This is Kitty Glomsky, and I have the pleasure of talking to Bill Stipek from the Alpena County Veterans Affairs Office.
Good morning, Kitty.
I ask you to come back so that we could talk about a topic that's been in the news, and it has to do with the 93 law, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, that's been repealed. Do you want to tell us what that's all about?
To my knowledge, the law itself was a military policy in regard to individuals of the LGBTQ community who were formally being released from the military due to their lifestyle culture. That policy has been recently repealed and is no longer in effect.
It was repealed during the Obama administration. The military has been seeking to find people that have been affected by this, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
On the news broadcast, they estimate about 14,000 service members have been affected. That's a lot of folks to try to find, and it affects their benefits, correct?
In some cases, it does, yes. I'm more interested in the veterans and getting them in touch with their benefits. And the 14,000 number is specifically for the Don't Ask, Don't Tell and the reasons behind that. The military has been releasing veterans for many decades for what they would call an administrative discharge. Back in the 60s and 70s, females were being released with a general discharge simply for being pregnant. So this goes back a long way in regard to characterizations of your discharge. I'm grateful that this has come to light, but there's a lot of reasons out there why each individual branch of the military releases its veterans.
If someone has been released, there's a procedure, isn't there, to have the military reevaluate the discharge?
There is. You're asking the military to admit they were wrong, and that's really not an easy process. There is also what's known as the Veterans Consortium, which is a group of lawyers that operate on a pro bono basis that helps veterans that have been released erroneously under the guise of either a general discharge. There's several different kinds of discharge characterizations, ranging from honorable to dishonorable. The first three are characterized as administrative discharges, which are honorable, a general discharge under honorable conditions, and you've either been punished punitively and you get the characterization of these discharges. First three, the administrative ones, they do not bar veterans from veterans benefits. You can still go to your local veterans service officer and apply for these benefits. You don't really need to have a DD-214 upgrade. The VA will look at your discharge and then they will decide on it. They refer to it as discharge for VA purposes. So really the only two that bar you from benefits are the bad conduct and the dishonorable.
So folks that were affected by Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the article talked about being less than honorable. So is there a category or a characterization?
Well, all the rest of them other than honorable would be considered less than honorable. I would have to see the specifics in regard to the characterization. And then there's also codes that go along with that characterization that lets people know what the veteran would have to do to get back in. Sometimes it requires a waiver and so on and so forth. But for VA benefits in regard to health care, maybe a compensation due to a disability or an illness that was incurred while you were in, having a general discharge or an other than honorable discharge, any of the administrative ones, they do not bar you from VA benefits.
There are some attorneys then that are available to help people through this process should they need them, correct?
Correct. It's like I said, it's called the Veterans Consortium, and their email address is outreach at probono.org, and they have an 800 number of 888-838-7727. And again, it's pro bono work, so there's no charge to the veteran. You just get a hold of them, let them know what the issues are in regard to your discharge and requesting an upgrade, and they'll assist you with that.
So this goes far, far, far back. We're talking about people who are now seniors, aren't we?
Yes. Like I said, the one that I've heard of in the past is women being released, and it was mostly the Navy's policy because being on ships and things of that nature, but they were being released with a general discharge under honorable conditions simply for becoming pregnant. Again, there's many reasons. Even more recently, the vaccine mandates. I believe there's about 20,000 veterans that were released from the military. Some of them received honorables, and then others received general under honorable conditions. So you really got to look at it on an individual basis. The best thing I can say is get in and see your local veteran service officer. In the state of Michigan, just about every county has one, and they'll walk you through the process.
Absolutely. So veterans that refused the vaccine were discharged as well?
Yes. I believe the number for that is up to 20,000. The military never gave an answer, but they said out of all of them discharged, 70% received honorables and 30% received other than honorable or under honorable condition discharges. And there is no real rhyme or reason as to who got what. If you feel as though it's the wrong characterization, then please see your local VSO and they'll start the process of getting it corrected.
There's benefits that are available. You and I talk all the time about VA healthcare and prescriptions and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But there's other benefits that are available to veterans who have been honorably discharged, aren't there? Can you Correct. Talk about some of those?
The post 9/11 GI Bill, which was formerly the Montgomery GI Bill, and the educational benefits are outstanding in regard to veterans getting out and utilizing those benefits. They can also transfer those benefits to their children if they would like to. It's very good educational wise. The loan programs, the healthcare, there's applications to that. Not all veterans qualify for the VA healthcare system. So right. There is an application process for that. Your local VSO, your veteran service officer can help you through that process. Or if you're lucky enough to have a VA clinic in your community, you can certainly go see them and they'll help you with the application process for that.
Loan programs? What kinds of loans are available?
The loan program is a VA back loan and what's known as the principal insurance. Instead of giving 20% down in order to stay out of having to put insurance on your mortgage, the VA backs your loan. The VA is not actually processing it. In Alpena, there's only one bank that actually processes VA back loans, but it has to do with the down payment and the VA backing that.
If you're honorably discharged, you can go to college, you can buy a house and have the VA back your loan, you can get health care, and actually it also covers some federal jobs too, right?
It does. There are preference points if you are a veteran that you can apply for, and then you're awarded veterans preference for many government-backed jobs, either on a federal and or state level. There is a lot to it, Kitty. If you are a veteran and you're not going to see your veteran service officer, then you're probably making a pretty big mistake because there's a lot of benefits available to you that were guaranteed you when you signed that piece of paper.
But for those that have been less than honorably discharged, this is the opportunity that they have to come in and start the process and at least review it.
Correct.
Because the Department of Defense has reached out. They've had some campaigns to find veterans and have them go through this process, haven't they?
Yes, they have. And even the military evolves. So I'm glad to see that they're trying to fix anything that may have been incorrect in the past for all veterans. And I really hope that they look at it for everybody, not just one community or one political issue. Because again, there's many people out there that have been administratively discharged. And although they think it's a stigma, it's really not, because it's more common than what people think in regard to the military releasing you and not just giving you the honorable. There's no judgment. There's no looking at you differently. It's a matter of correcting a wrong. And so come on in and we'll get to work on it.
Absolutely. Now, you said that it doesn't matter where you are, you have an office in your county.
Yes.
And how do they find these?
It should be listed right on your county webpage. If you go to alpenacounty.org, all of our contact information would be right there. It's like a department of the county. There are one or two really small counties that do not have one, but the surrounding counties around them absorb the veterans that live in that particular county. So even if you don't have one, your county clerk will be able to send you to where you need to go.
Of course, if they call the MAP program, the Medicare Medicaid Assistance Program, we would definitely refer people to you. And I say you, meaning the appropriate office. They can call our 800 numbers, 800-803-7174.
One other point that I wanted to make, Kitty, is with the compensation due to disabilities. Now, many veterans really don't understand that injuries and diseases and illnesses that were incurred while you were in the military are possible compensable issues. And vets don't really realize that. I do believe that the most common compensation claim is made for tinnitus or bilateral hearing loss. There's a lot of aviation people that spent many years in the aviation field and have suffered hearing injuries. There's paratroopers who obviously suffered knee, hip, and back injuries. Those are all compensable issues. So along with the other benefits we talked about, again, if you're a veteran, you really need to engage in the veteran community where you're living. So please go see somebody and talk to people about possible benefits.
That's a good point, Bill. And for a lot of folks that were not honorably discharged, they probably sit back and think, I'm not a veteran and there's no recourse for me, but there is, isn't there? And
Yes, this is
the opportunity just to have everything reevaluated. And if you have benefits available, they make quite a difference. Bill is available and every county has an office for veterans and can assist you through the process. That's what you need to do. You take the first step and then you fill out the form and then you go from there. If you are someone who is going to benefit from this, you may be entitled to a whole range of benefits. So call Bill.
Anytime, we're always here.
Yeah. And actually, last time we talked, you're a walk-in office, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We're walk-in Monday through Friday. The office hours are 8 to 4:30, and we do close for lunch noon to 1. So you can always call and make an appointment if you have scheduling issues, or just come on in. There's two of us in the office here, and there's no more than 2 or 3 minutes of waiting time, and we'd be glad to hear from you.
Where do they find you, and what's your phone number?
We are in the Harborside Mall right next to Save-A-Lot in Alpena. My phone number is 989-354-9671.
Bill, you are a resource, and I sincerely thank you. This won't be the last time that we talk. I think this is an ongoing conversation.
Anytime, Kitty.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks. You also.
This is Kitty Glomsky.
And Brooke Mainville.
With the calendar of events on March 8th.
That's the second Wednesday. The MAP program has a new to Medicare presentation starting at 10 o'clock on Zoom. This is a virtual presentation. This is information for anyone that is new to Medicare, is starting Medicare due to disability, or has questions and wants to know how Medicare works.
Then afterwards, you get to meet one-on-one with a counselor and talk about your personal situation. To register, you can call 1-800-803-7174 or contact your local senior center, your commission or council on aging, and they can make the appointment for you.
On March 10th, from 1 to 2 o'clock, is the virtual caregiver webinar series called Navigating Difficult Conversations. A panel of persons that are living with dementia will explore strategies to approach difficult conversations. For more information or to register, contact Brooke at 989-358-4616. On February 21st begins the Chronic Pain PATH class. PATH is Personal Action Toward Health. The Chronic Pain PATH class is held on Tuesdays from February 21st through March 28th from 9 to 11 o'clock. And this is a virtual presentation.
You could register for these items through contacting me. That's 989-358-4616. Again, that's 989-358-4616. Or you can email me at mainvilleb@nemska.org. My information is on our website and our Facebook page. So we would love to have you. And those are my two events.
So this is Kitty Glomsky
and Brooke Mainville
asking you to join us again next time on Let's Talk About Aging.
Let's Talk About Aging is a production of the Region 9 Area Agency on Aging, 2569 U.S. 23 South, Alpena, Michigan 49707. This podcast was supported, in part, by Grant Number 90MPPG0039 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. Podcast music provided by Groove Music. Selection titled Modern Logo, created by Vadim Kuznetsov and can be found at https://elements.envato.com/modern-logo-zvhfbj6.